You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Yesterday, we heard the story of a Providence High School teacher who ended up teaching a physics class even though her expertise is in history. Providence school officials now say they've hired a physics teacher to take over that class next week. I asked Providence Superintendent Susan Lucy to explain why the district allowed a history teacher to substitute in a high school physics class.
The way it happens is when we unfortunately have no one who is physics certified to teach the class. So in that particular classroom, we had had a physics certified teacher hired. That teacher selected another position in the district very close to the start of the school year. And because physics is a hard to fill area, we were unable to fill the position with a physics certified teacher. We had someone for first quarter who was math certified. That person then left, and so we took a person who had very good teaching skills and was a certified teacher but did not have the physics background.
And now this all happened at Alvarez High School, a school where the district is working very hard to make improvements and the state has ordered improvements. So why wasn't the staffing of a physics class at a school like that a higher priority? Why was the teacher allowed to leave?
So the teacher that left went to another identified school. Unfortunately, over 60% of our schools are identified for low performance. So while it is absolutely a priority to staff all of our low-performing schools appropriately, as it is with all of our schools, it's not the case that we only have one or two of those low-performing schools. So unfortunately, filling all of the physics positions in the district just wasn't possible.
And, you know, when you hear a story like this, a history teacher teaching a physics class, the teacher herself told me that when she was in high school, she never took physics because girls were discouraged from doing that.
Okay.
So to say she was unprepared to cover the subject material is, an understatement. Mm-hmm. She really didn't have the background to teach the math, to teach even some of the scientific concepts that the students were being asked to learn. This just seems like one of those stories that makes you think, what is going on in the school system?
So in fairness to the school system, I just want to review the timeline. So we are approaching the end of the second quarter of the school year. For the first quarter, we had an individual who was math certified in that classroom. So again, while not ideal, it was certainly not the case that that individual couldn't teach the math. We then had the history certified teacher in the classroom for approximately 2 weeks. And since that time, we have had someone who's a PhD in biology, and again, not physics certified, but has had a physics background as well. I'm pleased to say that we do now have a certified physics teacher who's starting January 29th.
Susan Lucy, some of the students from this class, in speaking to a local newspaper, said this isn't the first year that they've been without a regular full-time teacher teaching their science class. Yeah. What is your message to those students who said, you know, we feel we're being denied an education?
My message is they did the absolute right thing speaking out, and they are correct that they should have a certified teacher each and every day in each and every classroom. Unfortunately, in some of these shortage areas, our system has been unable to deliver on that. And I don't excuse it. I haven't found a way to entirely solve it. But I am, again, I commend them for speaking out.
And what's your sense? I mean, what makes areas like chemistry and physics so difficult to fill?
I think part of it is just the job market. We hear on practically a weekly basis that we don't have enough Americans going into what they call the STEM fields, so science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So already we know that people in areas such as chemistry and physics are few and far between. Then you'd look at the job opportunities for those individuals and the comparable salaries they can earn. And I think, unfortunately, that makes teaching not necessarily the most marketable profession.
Speaking of staffing, Susan Lucy, you also have made some changes in leadership at Providence Schools, and
right.
This is coming mid-school year, shifting principals around. So tell me, what is the rationale behind making this change in the middle of a school year?
I think over the last year and a half, we've learned a lot about turning around low-performing schools. And one thing we've learned is that when we've determined we are going to make a leadership change in the future, having someone remain in a school in quote-unquote lame duck status really does everyone involved a disservice.
Now, of course, Susan Lucy, this kind of churn and even the moving around of teachers, like you mentioned, the teacher at Alvarez High School, the physics teacher mm-hmm. who left right before the start mm-hmm. of the year, how is a school like Alvarez supposed to get better if there's this constant change in the staffing?
So we're definitely not aiming for constant change in the staffing, but I think you have to get the right person in the right seat on the bus. And that's what we're aiming to do. We feel enormous urgency in doing that.
Well, Susan Lucy, superintendent of the Providence Schools, thank you so much.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.